Here to break down all the numbers I just gave you, Brandon Harwell from BCH Wealth Management. Brandon, thanks for hopping on with us again.
Absolutely.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I mean, this was a huge day.
Big day.
This is a fun day for a wealth advisor, seeing numbers not only green, but as green as it gets.
Sort of. I mean, we're more active managers, so I'm still about 50% in cash at this point in time, but we'll talk about that as we get into it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because if you you never want to miss a rally, but we don't know what this means, right? I think that it would be foolish to take stock too much in one day, right?
Don't know what this means is perfect, so let me just dive into it if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
So the CPI report came out, it was 7.7, mm-hmm. core I think was 6.3, mm-hmm. which is funny when we jump up and down over 6.3.
Right.
But I get it, it's a win.
Core, by the way, is when you strip out food and energy.
Correct.
Everyone knows they're two different numbers, and it's a little more stable, they think. Keep going.
Correct. Thank you for the translation. So right now, the markets are range-bound. It's really a lot based off of interest rates. And interest rates, we've talked about this the last time on the show, it dictates, you just mentioned the 30-year mortgage, it also dictates stock multiples. So when someone thinks that rates went from 4.2 to 3.8 on the 10-year today,
okay,
which increases multiples. And then the thought is that let's bump up stock multiples to forward-looking earnings.
You lost me. Okay. You don't have to explain it all, but basically I'm looking at that 10-year yield.
Yeah, and I'm going to and just kind of talk about the move today and still kind of a disconnect, at least in our thoughts. So the thought from a Fed standpoint is that most people will think, well, rates are going to go down. They're going to pivot. That's the term, pivot. Well, why would they pivot? They would pivot if there's going to be a recession. What does a recession mean? There's so many people defining that. How we define it in more of a corporate profit term is year-over-year decline in corporate profits, two quarters in a row. You can define it however you want, but from a stock standpoint, that's how we define it.
So you don't see, we're not there yet in your eyes.
Well, we're actually not there yet,
right.
But we're going to be,
right?
Or we're not. What does that mean? There's a disconnect. If we're not going to be there, still corporations right now are projecting roughly 8% in earnings growth for 2023. Meanwhile, rates came down today and the yield curve, fixed income, is inverted. So the fixed income market is projecting a recession, but corporate profits are still projecting 8 to 10% in earnings growth.
So there's a disconnect.
Both cannot happen.
Right.
So when you have interest rates come down, everyone gets all excited, and then they price in that multiple for forward-looking best-case earnings. They can't both happen.
Okay.
So there's still a lot of uncertainty. You've seen this volatility. I'll go a little nerdy. You've obviously, the volatility index, the VIX, you've seen it go from 32 to 23, back up to 32, because we're trading in technical ranges right now, because no one's giving you guidance. We've gone through about 90% of S&P earnings, there's no guidance.
Right.
So this move is great. Is it sustainable? I don't know.
Well, I mean, and when we say the Fed bringing down rates, we're not at a point where they're going to reverse trend completely, at least right now. We're just looking at this next December meeting. Have we baked in what we think the Fed is going to do, or are the markets reacting to perhaps it won't be a 50-point basis, or maybe this guarantees it won't be a 75 basis rate hike in December, and that's what the market's reacting to?
I think there's still going to be 50 to 75 in December. I think they're more, markets are forward-looking. So they don't really, in a sense, care about December. Let's look into March and April.
Okay.
And if we look into March and April and there is a pause or a pivot, let's just say they pause at 4 or 5 on the Fed funds, the 2-year reacts to that. But then you know that if there is a recession, say 10 to 20% decline in corporate profits, they're eventually going to have to pull back on rates, which is why the 10-year is below the 2-year, 3.8.
So, that makes more sense. I appreciate that, Brandon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Gotta get out my big dry erase board. BCHWealth.com is where you can go for more. We're going to continue our conversation with Brandon in just a moment from BCH Wealth Management. But first, let's get a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld. And we're continuing our chat with BCH Wealth Management, Brandon Harwell. And let's set aside today's monstrous gains, which is always great to see. And if you only look at your 401k once a year, go ahead and do it today. Why not, right? Just, you know, if you're set it, forget it sort of person, maybe today's the day. Although, Brandon, set it, forget it people maybe need to take a little closer look, don't they?
Yeah, I love days like this. It's a perfect day to be on because you'll see not only, you know, long-term investors, I'd say, you know, older investors been in the game for 30, 40 years, but also portfolio managers that step up today and take their victory lap.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean? And they'll come on. You see it on CNBC. They come on and they say, see, it's not about timing the market. It's about time in the market. And if you look over the last 40, 50 years, you just stay strong and you'll be fine.
That's you're describing what a lot of people come on this show and say, dollar cost averaging, which is why I like having you on, because it's nice to hear a different side of things. So what are people doing wrong if they are doing the traditional, what we've been taught for 50 years, where you have a more aggressive portfolio first and then it naturally transitions into more bonds later on?
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about that at the last show, but let's talk about this time of year and kind of what we do as a firm and what most investors should be doing.
At BCH Wealth Management.
BCH Wealth Management. This is the perfect time to review correlations. Everything that happens in life or markets is correlated to something. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about that is you can kind of skew your narrative when you pick endpoints. You know, someone will come on and be like, well, you know, historically gold is a great inflation hedge if you look over the last 75 years. Well, how's it done the last three?
Not this year.
Not so much.
No.
So the last 3 years has been... We've basically had 50 years of history in three. We've had, I actually made a list so I didn't forget. We had pandemic, war, obviously political turmoil. We've gone from a president from the private sector to now a career politician, mm-hmm. basically two opposite sides. We've had fiscal stimulus. We've had monetary tightening. We've had a new currency in terms of cryptocurrency. I don't classify it as an actual currency yet, but that's what it's titled as. And then we've obviously had massive inflation.
Within the last 3 years.
Three years. And that usually takes about 50 years to see all of that. So you've had this new era, and usually when we manage our funds, it's a 3 to 5 year window. And right now we are looking at correlations to see what has happened and what our objectives are. And the biggest thing, and I've seen from a lot of people, I'd say newer clients coming over this year, is they'll look in 2021. 2021, the S&P 500 did, let's just say, 25%+. Mm-hmm. And they look and they had their review, whether it was them doing it themselves or they had a review with their advisor, and they look and they did 7%.
Way lower.
Way lower, but that's okay. Their advisor takes them out, or they go out and they have the 80-page statement and they have a steak dinner and say, it's okay, you're conservative, that's why. Then we get into 2022. 2022, they look up in November and they're down 20%+. So
it's correlated to the loss, but it wasn't correlated to the gain.
Well, percentage wise, if I told John Hansen, hey, I have a great portfolio for you, mm-hmm. you're going to catch 35% of the upside and 100% of the downside.
That's no good.
You'd sign up, right? Yeah, exactly. So that.
But is this an aberration? You mentioned how many things have happened in 3 years. Couldn't someone say, well, this is an aberration time period that we'll get back to normalcy after this?
So the simple answer is always long term we'll be fine. And I'd say for most people, January 1st of this year, I'm sure John Hansen has a lot of New Year goals that he has. He's going to say, I want to do this by year end. Then you roll into November, December, and you don't do them, and you say, it's okay, let's roll forward. There's a lack of accountability, and there's a lack of breaking from the status quo. There's a fear of that, which is why I'm challenging investors or managers. We challenge ourselves internally to look at those correlations and see what's going on and confirm your objectives and make yourself accountable. If I did what I just mentioned, caught 35% of upside and 100% of downside, if I'm not evolving and adapting to that, then what am I really doing? Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing moving forward. And that's why this opportunity is so big, because of what happened the last 3 years, where you might not get this opportunity again.
Right. And I just want to summarize what's happened this year that is maybe against what people think should normally happen, is that bonds have dropped so much this year, and normally bonds are sort of the hedge to a bad market. Am I summing that
up
okay?
Yeah, and we talked about this last time, but the average, let's just say 60-40 portfolio, which everybody knows about. That's why it's a great thing to talk about, 60 stocks, 40 bonds. The last 40 years, in 1987, the 10-year bond was paying, 13%? As rates go down, bonds do well, real estate does well, stock multiples do well. We've been in the opposite this year. And it's a fear of, well, what do we do? And there's a lack of liquidity in the bond market, and bonds are, if you look at 20-plus-year bonds, they're down 35 to 40%. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that weighs on a portfolio that the stocks are obviously down as well.
I could just picture people thinking like, okay, but again, this has been a weird time. It's going to revert back to the normal. And maybe there'll be years of that. Sure. I don't know. So I guess what I'm asking is, why would someone who feels confident in that steak dinner that they had, they feel good? I mean, you're wanting to get some people over to your side. What is the pitch that you have for people that doesn't make it seem like you're trying to sell them some newfangled thing?
Yeah, and I know you called me Chicken Little last time I was on the show, but that's, it's not
necessarily. I think Texter did that. Yeah, I don't know if it was me, Brandon.
Not necessarily changing. It's just becoming more educated. And that's a big thing that we go over is transparency when it comes to what we are doing and why we're doing it. The beginning of the show, we talked about CPI. We talked about inflation, the Fed, what's going on. Moving forward, if you continue on that 60-40 portfolio, let's just say from a bond standpoint, mm-hmm. If you're staying in that portfolio, you're going to assume that bonds are probably going to, or rates are going to go down. So your bonds will do well. If rates go down, then what are your stocks going to do? Because that means that the Fed pivoted and there's a recession of, let's just say, 20% decline in earnings. So does that mean your stocks are going to stay flat or go down while your bonds do well? Mm. It's simply a conversation of, what are my objectives inside of my portfolio, and am I achieving them? No. So what do we need to do differently moving forward?
You said a bunch of smart things. Sure. I certainly imagine someone might listen and go, I at least need to give Brandon a call. And I imagine that's a good starting point, right? If someone has questions, further thoughts, maybe they do think about that. They look at last year and they only made 7% instead of 25%, but they're losing all of it this year, the 20%, losing the sure. same amount. I mean, is that who you want reaching out to you guys? People that are considering a small business? Like, what is your bread and butter? Who should be calling you at 224-875-7400?
I mean, really anybody. And that's kind of how you call our office right now and just ask for a simple review, as we talked last time on the show. We'll give it to you, and then you can go do as you wish, whether that's individually or with another advisor. We don't really care. The big thing that we do care about is that I don't, whether it's my, you know, a friend's grandmother or someone like that hasn't looked at it and is just hoping for the best. You don't want to look up when healthcare expenses are going up. Obviously, there's inflation, and next thing you know, they're 92 and they ran out of money.
Right. That's not something you want at all. All right. So BCH Wealth Management, 224-875-7400. I'm going to say it one more time. 224-875-7400, bchwealth.com. Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.